It isn't real research. It isn't real science. It's what did the government grant money allow us to do this week? What did Big Daddy say we were approved and given funding to do? Because he wants the outcome to be skewed in that direction. You know, that's what science is in the modern day. And I've been hammering on this on interviews lately. And I'm telling you, folks, if you don't think that's exactly how so-called science is done today, you are kidding yourself. Okay, I worked in one of the premier research facilities for an Ivy League university. Okay, the University of Pennsylvania, I worked in their medical research facilities, supporting their laboratories in departments that researched cancer, specifically blood cancers, in their department that researched heart diseases. And I supported computers in those laboratories for years. And I'm telling you exactly how their science is done. They beg the money for government on a yearly basis. They're not interested in looking for anything that's really going to radically transform the world. And largely, they're involved in agendas that are connected to government that advance things like eugenics. And I'm telling you, folks, it's an animal sacrifice factory for 24 hours a day around the clock. Nonstop. Not really doing anything with those lives except snuffing them out, too. And I'm telling you, you know, if I ever wanted to release photos that I have from what goes on inside those facilities, I'm telling you, it would bring a hailstorm down upon people. Maybe I should do it one day. I'm telling you, people have no idea what passes off as science at all. At all. And how it's completely driven by money and the financial institutions and totally directed by psychopaths in government that want the outcome of science to be how they want it to be. Not how the truth is. They could give a damn about truth. I'll tell you a conversation I actually overheard just while I'm giving this anecdote, you know, to show people that science, so-called science, what I call scientism, doesn't give a damn about trying to find a cure for a thing. I was in a laboratory in the hematology oncology department working on a computer on the other side of a cubicle, and I was unable not to overhear a conversation that was going on between one of the heads of the department and one of the researchers who had just been hired and brought on board and was in this cubicle in this laboratory doing some research and on, I guess, gene work, sequencing work or whatever. And she was, doing some research into certain substances that she was working with and how they may have affected animals or animal tissue. And she said to one of the heads of the department, "This is a really encouraging result, don't you think?" She said something to the effect that if we keep getting results like this, I mean, maybe this might at some time in the future lead to a cure for this type of blood cancer. And you know, when you hear somebody saying that, you would think that the reaction on the other side of this department head, who is he's the main researcher of this entire department that I was supporting, would be very encouraged and want to know more about it. Instead, it was as if she just said, "I'm going to kill both of your children and eat them," you know, with a little bit of hot sauce on the side. I mean, you might have thought she said that to this guy. Because he like whipped his head around and said, "Don't ever let me hear you say that word again in my presence. Don't ever let me hear you say that word again in my presence." And what was the word he was talking about? Cure. Cure. She dared to utter the word cure in this research department. Okay? And what he meant by that is if you find a cure for anything, there goes our gravy train. He said, he didn't say it like that, of course. I'm saying that that's exactly what he meant. But he said to her, "We don't look for cures. We look for treatments to be able to mitigate diseases. We are not here to try to find a cure." So don't ever let me hear you say that that's what you're doing or trying to look for or trying to prop yourself up on that pedestal. He said this directly to this new researcher who had just been hired. Okay, now that is how modern science is done, ladies and gentlemen. And if you don't think so, you are a fool. A fool. Because that's what scientism is all about. It's about the money. It's about the tenure. It's about just keeping the process going year in and year out. So I have my job, my job, and it's set and it's secure. They're not interested in overturning the entrenched paradigm of how science is done. They're not interested in finding the cure for a damn thing.